The Poor Have Rights in God's World, August 25. The earth is the Lord's, and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein, NKJV. On the 10th day of the 7th month, in the Day of Atonement, the trumpet of the Jubilee was sounded. Throughout the land, wherever the Jewish people dwelt, the sound was heard, calling upon all the children of Jacob to welcome the year of release. On the great Day of Atonement, satisfaction was made for the sins of Israel, and with gladness of heart the people would welcome the Jubilee. As in the sabbatical year, the land was not to be sown or reaped, and all that it produced was to be regarded as the rightful property of the poor. Certain classes of Hebrew slaves, all who did not receive their liberty in the sabbatical year, were now set free. But that which especially distinguished the year of Jubilee was the reversion of all landed property to the family of the original possessor. By the special direction of God, the land had been divided by lot. After the division was made, no one was at liberty to trade his estate. Neither was he to sell his land unless poverty compelled him to do so, and then, whenever he or any of his kindred might desire to redeem it, the purchaser must not refuse to sell it, and if unredeemed, it would revert to its first possessor or his heirs in the year of Jubilee. The people were to be impressed with the fact that it was God's land which they were permitted to possess for a time, that he was the rightful owner, the original proprietor, and that he would have special consideration made for the poor and unfortunate. It was to be impressed upon the minds of all that the poor have as much right to a place in God's world as have the more wealthy. Such were the provisions made by our merciful Creator, to lessen suffering, to bring some ray of hope, to flash some gleam of sunshine, into the life of the destitute and distressed.